I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works.
Now is the time to be kind. The thing about stress and struggle is that it hardens us. It makes us turn inward. With more than expected on our plate, we have less time, less patience, less sympathy for others. We're dealing with our own problems, trying to keep those closest to us safe, just trying to get through it ourselves. While this makes sense from a self-preservation standpoint, it's also a bit self-defeating, because the more we focus on our own problems, the larger they become. The more we think about ourselves, the more pain and anger and despair we can feel. So one of the things you can do today is think about how you can be of use, how you can be of service. Imagine James Stockdale in that prison camp in Vietnam, that real-world laboratory of Epictetus, as he called it. And what was he trying to do there to distract himself from the pain and the worry? He was thinking about his men. He was trying to help. He united them in common cause together. U.S., he liked to say, unity over self. That's what a Stoic does. That's what you need to do. Mow your neighbor's lawn, call your elderly grandfather, donate some money, cheer your kids up, pick up some trash you see in the park, respond kindly to that person being negative or partisan on social media. Wherever there is a person, Seneca said, there is an opportunity for kindness. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, there is an opportunity to do good, to help others. And it just so happens that that is also a wonderful way to help yourself, especially right now.
A cure for the self. A person who has practiced philosophy as a cure for the self becomes great of soul, filled with confidence, invincible, and greater as you draw near. This is Seneca's Moral Letters, 111. From today's entry in the Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living by Ryan Holiday, translated by the wonderful Steve Hanselman. You can get this anywhere books are sold. There's an audio version, ebook version, physical version. There's even a special premium leather-bound edition at the Daily Stoic store, which you can check out at store.dailystoic.com. What is a cure for the self? Perhaps Seneca means that through nature and nurture, we develop a unique set of characteristics, some positive, some negative. When those negative characteristics begin to have consequences in our lives, some of us turn to therapy, psychoanalysis, or the help of a support group. The point? To cure certain selfish, destructive parts of ourselves. But of all the avenues for curing our negative characteristics, philosophy has existed the longest and helped the most people. It is concerned not just with mitigating the effects of mental illness or neuroses, but it is designed to encourage human flourishing. It's designed to help you live the good life. Don't you deserve to flourish? Wouldn't you like to be great of soul, filled with confidence and invincible to external events? Wouldn't you like to be the proverbial onion packed with layers of greatness? Well, then practice philosophy. That's something Seneca says. He says, what does philosophy offer? He says, philosophy offers counsel. Marcus Aurelius repeatedly compares philosophy to medicine. It's like an ointment. It reduces pain and suffering. That's what this philosophy is there for. As we said a bunch of times, go to therapy, seek medical help, go to recovery groups, be religious too. Stoicism is not mutually exclusive with anything. But all these things are designed to do what Seneca is talking about, which is the cure for the self. The more you work on yourself, the more you address the problems, the issues, the childhood wounds that you have, the better you'll be at whatever it is that you're doing. Last year, I've worked on so many issues, with my parents, issues with my childhood, issues with, you know, compulsions or, you know, I've really found that anxiety was more of a pronounced force in my life than I wanted it to be. And so I dealt with it and I'm still dealing with it, trying to cure myself. I'm trying to get better every single day as you're trying to do. That's what we are doing here, trying to get better. If you think you're that's the problem with ego or delusion. If you think you're perfect, there's nothing you're going to work on. There's no way you're going to get better. If you think you're an irredeemable piece of crap, probably not going to get any better either. But the point is, you're good, but you can be better. And if you dealt with this, if you faced that, if you explored this, if you opened up about that, what could you be capable of? How much greater could you be? Who could you be there for? What could you be capable of doing? So the cure for the self, it's not that you're broken, it's not that you're diseased, but we all have issues. And in having the courage and the discipline and the counsel of philosophy to guide us, we can make real progress at that. And that's what, when I look at who I was when I first picked up Marcus Aurelius at 19, I've cured a lot of things. I wouldn't say they're all in remission. I wouldn't say they're all perfectly gone, but I'm in remission on a lot of them, and now I'm turning to additional things too. So that's what we're doing here. I hope you're making that progress. Hope you're not afraid to ask for help. Hope you're not afraid to look in the mirror, because it gets better when you do. Talk soon. Hey, it's Ryan. There's just a couple more days to sign up for the Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge. It closes here on Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time. It's not only our biggest, but it is our best course that we've done. This is the first time we're running it. It's got all sorts of moving pieces that our previous courses haven't had, including these weekly deep dives with a two-star general in the Air Force, a GM of a sports dynasty, real leaders in real positions whose experiences I can't wait to share with you. I'm excited to talk to them. I'm excited for you to talk to them. This is going to be a great course. The Daily Stoic Leadership Challenge, Ancient Wisdom for Modern Leaders, is open now. It closes Saturday, July 31st at midnight Central Time. So do not miss it. The course begins on Sunday, August 1st. I'm really excited. Can't wait to have you. You can sign up at dailystoic.com/leadership challenge. And remember, Daily Stoic Life members get this course and all the courses for free. So if you were thinking about signing up for Daily Stoic Life, this is your chance to basically get all the value. Sign up dailystoic.com/leadership challenge, or of course, dailystoiclife.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.